You guys sounded very good. Larry?
Oh, my God, this city is an obstacle course. They're tearing up 34th Street. Fran got steam in her face.
It wasn't so bad. Sort of an industrial strength facial.
Yeah. Am I expecting you guys?
We're going to Piccolini's. You want to join us?
Fella in my office ate there last night. Said it was fantastic.
Yeah, they already ordered in Chinese food.
No, actually, we didn't.
Then why do you have chopsticks?
Because, why? Because none of your business, that's why.
Well, so come with us.
I can't. Jamie's not even home yet.
Well, wait.
Sadly, we have plans.
Really? Where are you going?
She told me, but I forgot.
I'd do that.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. Listen, we do not want to be late for our plans.
Our plans.
Yes.
This tonight? Why aren't you dressed?
Oh, you gotta get dressed up. Where you going?
To that black tie benefit at the aquarium.
That's what it is. I don't know what I was saying. Yes, it's a big, big benefit for the fish. It's like the biggest fish benefit of the year.
Really? Why do fish need money?
We gotta feed them.
And
you have to heat those huge tanks.
Right. And the castles that they swim through, very expensive.
Yeah.
They're renovating the aquatic mammal exhibit in the penguin habitat.
You know, I love the aquarium. They have a 65-year-old lobster there.
Lefty the lobster. Tonight's his big night.
Seems like a lot of fuss for just a lobster.
Well, you know what? He's retiring. Actually, and he doesn't want to. That's the sad thing. He does not want to retire, but the public demands. They demand new blood, you know, fresh blood. And the thing is, there's so many good causes that the fish, very often, they get overlooked.
Honey,
you know?
Shay, why don't you? We got to be there.
Okay. All right,
we'll see. Okay, we don't want to keep you.
I wish you could come.
Don't be silly. We're not dressed for fish.
I feel terrible.
Ah, for what? You go, you have a good time. Say hi to Lefty, all right?
Okay,
bye-bye.
You're so good, it scares me. Literally, I'm scared. That's penguin habitat? Wow.
You want to tell me why I just lied to our closest friends?
They wanted to take us to dinner.
The bastards.
I'm just so not in a Fran and Mark mood.
What do you have against Fran and Mark?
Nothing. I love them. I love Fran and Mark. I don't need to socialize when I come home, you know? I come home, I want to be alone. Just you and me. Sometimes just me, frankly.
Well, have a good time. I think I'll go with Fran and Mark.
No, you can't. You can't, because I have a very, very wonderful evening all planned for us.
Really?
Uh-huh. You, me, pizza.
Why? You must have been planning that all week.
Uh-huh. It'll be great. It'll be great because you can put various items on the pizza. Anything you want. You can choose. You can choose the items on the pizza.
How about pineapple?
Pineapple's not good. No.
They have it.
Yeah, but, you know, anybody who orders that gets laughed at.
Why do you even ask me?
How about half mushroom, half pepperoni?
Fine.
All right. See, this is good. You, me, and pizza. That's all I need.
I need more.
How about a small salad? Oh, great, great. It's late, it's cold, and it's wrong.
Oh, good. Pineapple.
I hate my life so much.
Don't worry, you can pick it off.
Can't pick it off. The pineapple juice is all baked in there now. What kind of sick, twisted person puts pineapple on pizza?
The people in 11C.
Yeah, well, so what are you doing?
I'm going to exchange it with 11C. They probably have ours. Aren't you happy?
Neighbors are nothing but trouble.
We're doing a good deed.
No, not good. I don't want it.
Neither do I.
You take it.
I'm holding the pizza.
Pizza holder holds the knocker.
Take it.
Hi. Oh, don't tell me. Let me guess. We have each other's pizza pies.
I think so. Yeah. We're in 11D. I'm Jamie Buckman. This is my husband, Paul.
Hi, how are you?
Hal Conway, a pleasure. Maggie, it's our neighbors, the Buckmans, from 11D.
Oh, hello. You're 11D, aren't you? I think your bedroom's right next door to our kitchen. We hear you through the wall sometimes.
Oh, my God.
That's her.
It's quite all right. I think 11G hears us.
Actually, 11G is away for the week, so you guys go crazy.
Are you from London?
No, Cambridge, actually. Hal's teaching at Columbia this year.
Diplomacy.
Well, that must be a tough subject to teach, huh?
especially in New York.
I wanted to exchange the pizzas, but Hal was afraid it might start some sort of ugly hallway incident.
Stranger things have happened. The Peloponnesian Wars were started by a misunderstanding over a crate of figs.
Really?
No, I'm joking. Actually, there are extremely complex geopolitical forces at work. The Spartans...
Darling, I'm sure they've got better things to do than listen to you chattering on about the Greeks.
No, it's fascinating.
Honey, just give nice people their pizza, okay?
It's been lovely to meet you.
You too.
We've heard so many horror stories about New Yorkers. It's nice to know you're not raving loons.
Oh, look! Who is this?
Oh, this is a very spoiled bad dog, Sophie.
Oh, what is she? Sort of a scruffy little Scotty mutt thing?
No, she's a Cairn Terrier show dog.
Yeah. A show dog? What does she do, strip?
I hope we'll see you again soon.
That would be super.
I just think it would be nice to have friends in the building.
Honey, trust me on this. You only want to talk to neighbors if there's a problem. You know, if their stereo is too loud or something, or if they steal your newspaper, or if a body they have buried starts to stink up your closet, you know, then. Otherwise, just live and let live.
When I was a kid, neighbors were like family.
But that's Connecticut. That's very different.
What, your parents never talked to their neighbors?
No, never to them. You know, only about them behind their back.
How nice.
By the way, can we get more pillows? I'd like to do this longer.
In our neighborhood, we all had so much fun together. You know, the Ruperts, the Slaters. Billy Slater and I used to mow all the neighbors' lawns.
Well, this is a very, very wonderfully amusing childhood anecdote you have there, sweetheart. Hey, you better not fall asleep because you're doing me next.
I will. Ow.
Good hour, better?
Good. All I'm saying is I think it would be healthy for us to have new people in our lives. It's after midnight.
It's probably Fran and Mark. They want to take us to breakfast.
Don't just open the door. It could be a burglar.
Honey, burglars don't ring the bell.
In Connecticut, they do. Look through the people.
Oh, my God. Oh, put that down. Hal, are you okay?
I'm dying.
Come in.
I'm afraid Maggie and I seem to be a bit poisoned.
Oh, my God. Is she all right?
Actually, she's doubled over the toilet retching, but she sends her best.
Well, what do you think it was?
The pizza. Although, you two seem right as rain.
Bet you it was the pineapple. See, I told you, aren't you glad that we didn't eat?
Yes. I can't thank you enough for bringing it to us.
Can we get you anything?
Please, the phone number of a doctor.
I'll go get it.
Is there anything else we can do?
Thank you. You've done quite enough already.
Well, please sit down.
No. If I might just get a glass of water.
I'll bring it right up.
No. I must get there under my own steam. I must soldier on.
Drag him into the hallway. He won't remember a thing.
Oh, it's you. Hello.
I'm so sorry about last night. Is Hal all right?
No.
How are you feeling?
Still a bit wonky.
Well, here, I hope these help with your wonkiness.
How sweet. They're just lovely.
Do you have a cold, too?
No, actually, I'm just a bit allergic to all flowers.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, not at all.
I'll take them back.
Nonsense.
I'll get you something else.
I wouldn't hear it.
I insist.
You mustn't.
No, really, I must.
Please, you're spreading the pollen. If you would just excuse me, I must tend to Hal. He's still seeing double.
Okay. I'll be right next door if you need me. This time it's personal. They're gonna like me if I have to kill them.
You tried that. It didn't work.
That's why I made her this bundt cake to make up for it.
Hmm. I'm sure they'll appreciate all the trouble you went to.
OK, Okay, I'm gonna go down. Tell me again. I take it out of the washer.
And put it in the dryer.
Put it in the dryer. And how many of the little sheets that smell like lemon?
You can put in one, but no more.
They really do add a freshness.
You know, not being liked isn't the end of the world.
I'm always liked. My high school yearbook had over 100 inscriptions.
You set up a table in the cafeteria.
I have never had a neighbor not like me.
Not true.
Name one.
Lucy Warren. Billy Slater, the Ruperts.
Billy Slater loved me.
You showed him your boobs.
You're a big stupid liar.
Now here's a dilemma, Murray. Other people's clothes in the dryer. Do we A, put them in the basket nicely, or B, dump them on the floor? Well, that's what I'm thinking, but you know what? Let's put them in a basket anyway.
Ooh. Look, Murray, it's an Argyle snake. You're not amused. Hey, Murray, look. I'm a French maid.
Ooh la la. Quel chapeau. Well, if you're quite finished, may I have them, please?
That is yours.
My wife's.
The Quigleys never cared for you. The Fogles, the Davidsons, the Adams, the Potters.
Shut up, shut up, shut up! They all liked me. You're the one everyone referred to as that awful Stemple girl.
Who didn't like you?
Connecticut, apparently.
Except for Billy Slater. She showed him her boobs.
Liar. Come on, come with me.
Oh, I really don't think they want to see me right now.
Why not?
Well, if I tell, you'll laugh.
Tell me.
Okay. I'm putting the clothes in the dryer, like you said. And Hal, he walks in exactly, I mean exactly, at the exact second that his wife's panties were accidentally on my head.
On your head?
It's not sexual, it's comforting, it's very comforting.
Comforting. To put underwear on your head.
Yeah, you should try it.
Okay, look, this is basically a PR problem. This is what I do. I'm likable for a living. Stay.
Hey, you stay. Good dog. No, the underwear was just... No, I'm not having an affair. I was playing... Oh, Ma, why do I tell you things? Look, she... Woof.
Bad boy. You're a bad, bad boy.
The dog. Ma, she's talking to the dog, I swear. You're talking to the dog, right? Ma, I gotta go. What'd he do?
Murray made friends with their dog.
Sophie?
Sophie.
That was nice.
No, he made friends. Good friends. Intimate friends.
Get out of here.
On their couch.
He did not.
Right on our new friend's new couch.
Well, how do you know Sophie didn't come on to Murray? You know, because...
Their dog is a show dog.
You dog, you.
Don't encourage him. Those puppies are going to be half champion Karen Terrier and half... What the hell is he?
He happens to be a very rare Flatbush Pound Collie Shepherd dog. You know, you know precious little about animals, pal.
Those people hate us.
So what?
So I can't stand to have someone hate me. I want them to like me.
Let it go.
No.
Honey, isn't it enough that I like you?
No.
Can we keep the puppies?
No.
You look positively radiant.
We don't want to be late.
Certainly not.
I still don't know why they invited us for drinks.
So they can kill us and get it over with.
You won't eat anything, will you?
Well, only if they eat it first.
I'm afraid. Let's run away.
We don't want to agitate them. Look what they do when they're trying to be nice.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm so glad you decided to come. This has just been the silliest misunderstanding.
Oh, please, we've been silly.
We have. We've been extremely silly.
Please sit down.
These are our friends, the Devonows.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Fran. This is my husband, Mark. We heard about the dog.
Who knows where love will blossom.
Would anybody like some cheese? I got five kinds.
Oh, I really shouldn't.
No, thanks.
Do you want me to taste it first?
Boy, did we hit traffic coming down here. From our place, down 2nd Avenue to here, take a guess how long.
45 minutes. Do you believe it?
Zagalopopoulos.
Excuse me?
Zagalopopoulos, the cabbie's name. Yeah. Zagalopopoulos. It's Greek. Came over in 88 to work for Dukakis.
Ah, well, the Greeks haven't picked a winner since Alexander the Great.
You know who I always found attractive is Omar Sharif.
Honey, if I get a gun, would you shoot me, please?
Give it time. They need to meet some of our friends, see that we're not crazy.
And you really think Mark and Fran is the way to go?
We don't have a lot of friends. I like these people. They're charming and cultivated.
You know, charm is way overrated.
Don't you love the way they talk? It's so classy. It's like a Noel Coward play. Why can't we talk like that?
Darling, do shut up.
Would you please make an effort?
Oh, well, so we can have more scintillating evenings like tonight?
They're enjoying themselves.
Well, Hal must be describing the hilarious changing of the guard.
Stop it.
And then Martin come back with, you know who I find appealing? Cesar Romero.
Listen to me. You're unbelievable. Fran and Mark would never say a bad word about us.
No, you're not wrong. Paul and Jamie can be peculiar, especially Paul.
I love Paul.
So do I, but he can be very peculiar.
Did they tell you what happened in the laundry room? With Maggie's knickers.
Oh, how really?
Tell me.
Well, I walked in and found him parading around with their undies on his head.
You're kidding.
Right on top. Like a little hat.
Frankly, I find the whole thing extremely sordid and rather, icky.
Look what my bride made. Little mini hot dogs. Good.
Don't eat now. We're gonna have dinner right after the opera.
Yeah, like one of these is gonna tide me over for 3 hours.
Which opera are you going to?
Wagner. Die Walküre.
Oh, boy, there's nothing like a lighthearted romp through the fatherland, huh?
They invited us to come with them, but we hate the opera.
How can anyone hate opera?
Well, we don't hate it.
I hate it.
Paul feels like he's being scolded.
Call me peculiar.
We already did. You were in the kitchen.
We've never been to the Met. I'd adore to go.
Oh, it's opera as it should be.
Long, loud, and boring.
We have 2 extra seats. You guys want to go?
Oh, we
couldn't. We'd love to. Oh. Perhaps some other time.
Oh, Paul and Jamie don't mind.
No, we do mind.
You mind?
We mind.
I don't mind.
I mind.
Never mind.
We're all having such a good time.
Everything's been just lovely.
Perhaps we should stay.
Maybe you should go. I mean, you would have a lovely time. Oh. Maybe you could come by for a cup of coffee afterwards or something.
I don't care. Ask Fran. I'll go get a cab.
Are you sure you don't mind us stealing your new friends?
We don't mean to be rude, but after all, Die Walküre.
Aye, it's understood. Puns and horns, you know, who'd want to miss that?
Great. We'll meet you downstairs and don't dawdle.
I'm sorry you have to run off, but we're having an actual dinner party next weekend. I hope you'll come.
Sorry, we can't.
Now, isn't this awkward?
Please, don't take this the wrong way.
What?
We don't like you.
But thank you for a lovely evening.
Oh, I'm sure all 5 cheeses were delicious.
And thank you for our new friends. Mark and Fran are lovely.
I can't believe it. They really don't like me.
Go show them your boobs.
Stay tuned. We need friends.
Well, we can't next week, honey, because we have that party Friday night and we're having people over Saturday. Well, I wish we could cancel our plans for Sunday, too.
No, honey, we can't. We have plans every weekend through March.
Honey? Huh? What makes you think they're even home? Or if they're home, what makes you think they're listening? Or that they even care?
Honey, tell them we can't make the regatta. We already have plans for Flag Day.
Sweetie, love of my life, give it up. Let it go. They don't like us.
But why?
I don't know. Maybe because we almost killed them, we fondled their underwear, and we violated their livestock.
How can somebody not like me?
Hey, you're asking the wrong guy.
Play with me.
We can, honey. We have Bastille Day with Jerry Lewis.